Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Hindi ko po kayo makita. So, this morning, I like to talk about Images of Rizal in Philippine Poetry in Spanish. It is the images come from literature that the most part Filipinos are no longer reading because of the language barrier. But this time of the 150th anniversary of his birth, I thought it would be appropriate to go back to the writings of Filipinos who wrote in Spanish and about Rizal. Can you have the next slide, please? So this is a roadmap. First, I will situate the images so to be able to provide a frame on how to understand them. And then we look briefly into Philhispanic literary discourse. Then we view some excerpts, some poems, not all of the poems found in the corpus. And then I would like to offer some thoughts for reflection. Next slide. So, Images of Rizal, it would be easy to just read the poems and identify the images, but not locating them within the Philhispanic literary discourse would lead to faulty appreciation of how the images were created in the first place. So we look at the images and we try to remember that the images of Rizal, because Rizal is an important theme in the poetry in Spanish, we look at the images as part of the literary discourse produced in Spanish during the American period. Next slide, please. So, we have this triangle, Filipinas, España, America. From the Philhispanic literary perspective, 1898, which was the expulsion of the Spanish colonial power, meant two things, one from a political perspective, another from the linguistic. From the political, it was a change of colonial master, and from the linguistic, it meant marginalizing a generation, the last generation of Filipinos educated in Spanish, writing and reading and studying in Spanish, and confronted with a new reality that the new language of power and prestige was no longer Espanol, but Ingles. So in the Philhispanic literary discourse, we have, especially in poetry, we have this three themes, and we find Rizal inside the triangle of the discourse. The affirmation of Filipinas as an independent country, as a país hispánico. It's not just an Asian country, but a Hispanic country. And Rizal viewed from the perspective of the engagement with the United States. And Rizal viewed from the perspective of looking at España from two perspectives. One, as the Madre España, the cultural mother of Filipinos, and the España Negra, the España that was thrown out in 1898. Next slide, please. So, just to introduce the poets, Fernando Maria Guerrero, He was the uncle of our playwright, the Guerrero Theater, the playwright, and related to the Guerreros of Ermita. Cecilio Apostol, Jesús Balmori, Manuel Bernabé, Clarence Recto, just trivia. If you're familiar with UP of the 1980s, when in the Department of European Languages, students would choose their professors according to the length of their surnames. So the longer the surname, the more syllables the surname had, the lower the grade you will receive, and it would be a terror class. So Jesus Balmori is related to one of our former faculty, Professor Maria Lourdes Arrespacochaga. Manuel Bernabe is also related to one former faculty of UP, Clare Recto. Next slide, please. And Jose Palma, Enrique Fernandez Lumba, Isidro Marfore. These eight would be would form the canon of the poetry in Spanish, and they would write several poems about Rizal, especially on June 19 and December 30. Next slide, please. Just to look at the table of contents of Manuel Bernabe's Cantos del Trópico, this published in 1929 would be the biggest, thickest anthology of poems in Spanish. It would have something like 100 or so poems. So, arranged by topic, we see in the first part of the book, Poesías Evocadoras de España. So, this collection of poems that praised Spain, but to put it in context, this was Madre España. This was not España Negra, as Spain would be known, as that Spain would be known in the other writings. Next slide. So, looking at Manuel Bernabe, this is December 1911. We see here in the poem Rizal and the Filipino nation, the Filipino people, being combined together. I draw your attention to, the arrow is missing. I draw your attention to the third stanza. So it's saying that Rizal's death was necessary. It was a beginning of life. So from his death came life, and the last part, the last two lines saying, we will destroy the blind tutelage. The tutelage, you would imagine, 1911, would refer to the American educational system. Next slide, please. We have Clare Recto. On the left, we have Recto during his latter years. On the right, we have Recto when he was 21 years old. The year 1911, he published his only anthology of poems, Bajo los Cocoteros. So, next slide, please. We have Recto. Oh, I have it in translation. So, I bring you sa ilalim ng bandilang revolusyonaryo, o bajo la bandera revolucionaria, I bring your attention to that line indicated by the arrows. Mga Kristo ng ideya. And then we go to the next line. It says, Bayani, Apostol, Makabayat, Martir. Words that we associate with Christ. And then we have Calvario. So, sir, we see 1911 a lexical group associated with Jesus Christ already being associated with Jose Rizal. Next slide, please. Perfume. This is again a translation. Child, you will be an apostle. And then you will be a martyr. So again, this is Bernabe writing in 1911. Next slide, please. 19 de junio. We go to the last line of the first stanza. En una edad sin luz del gran Mesías. We have here the writings of the last Ilustrado generation, and we see the influence of the Enlightenment thinking. So we will see metaphors of light and references to sun and being in the light, getting out of darkness. We can see in the rest of the poem references to Rizal and Jesus Christ. Next slide, please. Ante la tumba de Rizal, in front of Rizal's grave, again by Bernabe. On the line indicated by the arrow, con tu muerte de Redentor, so Redentor, Savior. The reference is cannot be confused. It goes to reference Jesus Christ, and then that those last four lines, al matar del suelo Filipino un germen vil, referring to the expulsion of the Spanish power. And we have more lines, and this is written 1917. We find that in Bernabe. Next slide, please. Again, we see Lorenzo Perez Tuels. That's his picture. For those who love, one click again, please. For those who are in studying Filipino movies, Lorenzo Perez Tuels is known more as a direct movie director in the 1950s than as a writer in Spanish. So, Arizal, so I bring you to La Adversidad de Coro de Espinas, Crown of Thorns. So, que importa morir en el Calvario si antes de ti no había Filipinas. Again, we see the word Calvario and Espinas, words that give the association to Jesus Christ. Next slide, please. Okay. So again, Calvario, and then two other references. Cecilio Apostol. This is the most anthologized poem of Philispanic poetry. And the first thing that comes to mind when we think of Rizal in the poetry in Spanish. So I draw you to the draw your attention to the stanzas, the third and the sixth. Again, we have the reference to Calvario, and next we have the reference to a ripe fruit that has fallen, referring to Rizal dying, and afterwards the birth of the Filipino nation. This would be a leitmotif even in the essays, especially by Rafael Palma. Then the last stanza there, the reference on inmortalidad. Next slide, please. Another poem about Rizal. The book on Pentelicas, published in 1941. This was published posthumously thanks to the efforts of Teodoro Calau. I refer you to the last two lines. Haber renovado con tu vida la leyenda de Buda y Jesucristo. So now we see here an explicit joining of Rizal, Buda, and Jesus Christ. Oh, that's a cover of a book, biography, translated by Dr. Lilia Laurel, former faculty of the department. Next slide. Invocación a Rizal by Fernando Maria Guerrero, appeared in the book Rizalidas, published in 1914. I draw your attention to that part, highlighted part, with references to Judas, references to him being name-dropped by the historical context. This was written during the first decade of American rule, which students of Philippine history would know as the decade of us of suppressed nationalism. So in his Invocación a Rizal, summoning Rizal, in this poem, Guerrero was saying the country is in trouble. We need you to guide us. And he was saying his Judas lives among them, and they are using Rizal, appropriating Rizal's name. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. Again, going back to Cecilio Apostol, Lineas Actualis, we see that this was written June 11. So here is a reference to the American government, colonial government. So we see Rizal being connected. So the American government is called as ungrateful guest, and then referring to the Treaty of Paris, un contrato es nuestro dueño por 20 millones. So through a contract, it's now our master after the payment of 20 million dollars. Next slide, please. Genesis Filipina by Recto again from his book Bajo los Coqueteros. Here we have Malaya Maria, and then Vino al mundo el ansiado Jesús de Filipinas. So this is again Rizal equals Jesús. Next slide, please. Antifonal Eroe. Eroe Tagalo demoledor de imperios. Tagalog hero, destroyer of empires. And then we go to the other highlighted stanza, referring to Soliman and all this. Here we have, if you remember the triangle, the affirmation of Filipinas. And then all the references about the Malayan connection. Next slide, please. So going back to Recto and now connecting to the Apostol, this is a oft-quoted line, or oft-quoted part in Al Héroe Nacional. Que si una bala destrozó tu cráneo, tu idea, en cambio, destruyó imperio. So if a bullet blasted your head, your idea, on the other hand, destroyed an empire. Cecilio Apostol. Next slide, please. So we have appropriated Rizal's images. We have them in our currency, in our books, we have them in advertising, and all the other things we see in our culture right now. You'll see that the idiom used is one from Judeo-Christian. It's a Judeo-Christian idiom which blinks, which shows the formation, intellectual formation of the writers. We also see the references on the classics. And if you go back to the triangle and remember that the first decade of the American rule was a decade of suppressed nationalism, we will see that in the writings, in the corpus, the poetry corpus, there was this conscious search for a hero. And Rizal was that hero. And as a hero, he was elevated to the level of Jesus Christ. So, just to end, I don't know how much time I have left. I cannot see below. I wanted to present to the images so that we have food for thought as we mark his sesquicentennial about the way we create our heroes, the images we bring to our minds and memories, and ask ourselves the images that we bring to our books, that the young generation reads, the images taught in the schools, the images disseminated in media. I know for sure that the images found in the poetry helped in creating the Rizal legend in the generation, in the minds of the generation of that time. So, as a food for thought, I'd like to ask if we can ask the young students about their heroes, about the images they have of those heroes. And and see how we form our heroes and how we remember them or we forget them. Thank you very much.